Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live at 7:15, 2021. And I'm going to start out tonight. Lord Jesus, will you go and touch our brother who has come out of the operation and everything in the hospital? Will you touch our brother, the River Pirate? Lord Jesus, will you touch him? And I talked to him this afternoon, and he's doing better, but he's oh so tired. Lord Jesus, will you touch him? Will you provide him medical miracles, mighty medical miracles, and restore him back to even better health than he was? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And Lord Jesus, will you go and touch Brother James one more time, Lord, if it be thy will, touch him, stand him up, Lord Jesus, get him back on the line, give him all of the medical miracles you can get, and also to our friend Karen out in the west, out in the Walla Walla area. Will you touch her, Lord Jesus? And also to our friend who I know is on the mend on the Mars Hill, but Lord Jesus, will you go to him on Mars Hill? Will you touch him and restore him back to health, Lord? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And there's oh so many people in need and oh so many people, but let me tell you what. There is power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And I would also say tonight, libertad! 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 Liberty! And I tell you what, if there ever was a time, you know, makes you want to have a kind of a fishing boat, a big old boat with a big motor on it and all of that, and to run guns to the Cubans. Wouldn't that be something? Run guns to those old boys. I'd like to just, heck with 223, let's give them, you know, old M1, whatever it is you got. I'll tell you, it would be a wonderful career move to move run guns to the Cubans and try and throw them, those dadgum Castro sons of bucks, off the top. And oh, I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, but the problem is, you see, I heard on TV and they're saying, well, what would the Soviets do? And they might come in and the Reds, they're already there. The dummies in D.C., the Brett Bears, all these screwball people on the, you know, the hairdo heads with the hairspray and all the crap, they don't know Jack Doodley squat. Right? All those people and the so-called pundits. The Russians opened up Lord's Signal Intelligence Base a number of years ago. They've been basing their subs there. They've had their missile cruisers in there, their top missile cruisers. They've got spy boats going up and down the East Coast of the United States, grabbing all the signal intelligence you can. They're the ones that created the stuff and did the nasty business and used the electromagnetic weapons against our agents and against our State Department down there and in other places. And I'm going to tell you what, the Red Chinese are there too. And I heard a report the other day that there was Russians in tan uniforms with just some sort of a black patch on. And they were walking around. So there's all kind of stuff going on there. But then today, old Biden, he says communism is a failed system. Well, then why are you implementing it in the United States at the behest of the Red Chinese and the Russians? Apparently, obviously the Russians paid your son, allegedly. And then, but the Red Chinese really paid him and paid you, allegedly, $1.45 billion. So now you're instituting socialism, communism, whatever it is you're going to call it. The Build Back Better plan, the reset, you know, right out of the Illuminati scumbags, okay? And I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you. Yeah, they shall lay their hands on you, and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what ye shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay nor resist, and ye shall be betrayed, both by parents and brethren and kinsfolks and friends, and some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but there shall not a hair of your head perish. Well, how's that, ladies and gentlemen? Because verse 19 of Luke 21, in your patience possess ye your souls. So you see, don't give it up. Don't give your soul up. Don't make the Faustian bargain. Don't sign the paper. Don't give in. Don't do all the stuff that the devil wants you to do. Fight that sucker. Hit him up the side of the head with the Louisville slugger. Pop him in the nose with the left jab. Grab behind his neck, Muay Thai boys, and put your knee right up into his chin. And then do it again. And then pop him with an elbow and pop him with another elbow. You fight that dadgum devil and you fight all of his minions till the cows come home or till Lord Jesus and his archangels come and take care of all of them and throw them into the fiery furnace. This is not gooping around time. This is the time to understand what's going on. This is the time where you stand in the gap. You put on the full armor of God. Are you hearing me? You put on the full armor of God. Then you put on your Kevlar vest. You put on your shin pads, your knee pads, your elbow pads, and put on your Mitch hat or your PASGAD helmets, you know, and your Kevlar on that. You get your goggles, your gas mask, and you got 36 mags ready to rock and roll. 36 with 30 rounds in them each. And then you got sidearms, multiple ones. You got knives, multiple ones. And then you got a machete already at the top, which you can pull back up out of your haversack or out of your pack. And you get ready to rock and roll, but if you can't do that, then you get you a garbage can lid, and you get you a hatchet, or you get you a ball-peen hammer, and you stand that way, and you wrap around your body. You take old Chicago or New York City or Dallas or Houston or St. Louis or wherever you live, Denver phone books, Columbus, Ohio, Cincinnati, and you tape them, you duct tape them around your body, all right? Because if you're going to go into the fight, you'll have at least something. You put over the heavy clothes over that, and you get you your gas mask. And if you do not have one, you should have one. Go to approvedgasmask.com. I don't have any affiliation with them other than I see that all the brand new quality, top quality military grade masks. And then they have packages where you buy the mask, the filters, the Tyvek F-type suit, the booties, the head, you know, the head cover, the whole nine yards, the gloves. You can buy them as a package. Try and see if you can get a deal for that. You can also get, and for so many people, I was going to say last week, because I read an article on, you need to be putting back food for your dog or your dogs, okay? You need to put back dry food in containers that you can seal up and carry with you on the bug out or have them pull it themselves. If you got like a little harness, you can have them pull their own food, okay? And that is the way that you would do it if they're big enough to do it. But you better get food for them because they can help you. They can fight, and they can also be the early warning system. If you're out in the country or you're someplace where you can have chickens, then also get you some guinea hens. Guinea hens, because the guinea hens are like go absolute bat crazy when they hear somebody a coming. They have the best sensing devices apparently of almost anybody. But your dogs can help you do that too. And you got to have them able to fight. And if you're going to stay in a place, you got a bug out location, or if you have, you're going to shelter in and you've got a place for yourself to be protected, you can also get those positive pressure type pet enclosure systems. Positive pressure pet enclosure systems. Just the same way that you need to get like a baby system for the babies where it's a positive pressure system. They have them for babies. They have them for toddlers. Okay. Then they have youth gas masks after that and then full blown. But the baby systems that they use started out initially in World War II, World War I and II, and they progressed since then, but you can put a baby up inside it. It blows positive pressure, so they're not going to inhale any of the bad stuff. And if you got to run, you got to carry the baby, you got to take them, otherwise you're going to be in for trouble. Now, some good people are starting to really, I'm starting to hear from really good, strong Christians who are starting to teach their children and take them to Muay Thai and to various different martial arts classes where they're showing them how to shoot a .22 or to shoot a shotgun or what have you. I'm hearing about that and hearing about really good reports. I'm hearing about even ones where they're teaching them other stuff like how to fight with a sword or how to fight with a knife. And I tell you, there's all kind of good classes. If you can't make the commitment to go to a big dojo or if you don't have the money, see if you can get a hold of some of the good videotapes. And there's a guy named Hockheim, H-O-C-K-H-E-I-M, Hockheim. He's got all kind of classes. Look him up, Hockheim's training films and that kind of stuff. And what you want, you don't want a discipline that teaches you the entire, shall we say, system of an esoteric karate or, you know, the kung fu that's the esoteric. What you need is the street combatives, the actual down and dirty fight to the death combatives where you can use a one move. If you perfect the one move and you execute that one move, then you've got rid of your problem right off the bat. Preferably, like old Big Mac would tell you, you want to shoot the son of a buck from about 500 or 1,000 yards out. Old Mickey LaPoo would tell you the same thing. Mickey would say, I want to sit up here in the treehouse and pop goes the weasel at about 1,200 and then pay it, no, never mind. Go back to barbecue and the gator, you know. We're hearing weird things about flu shots and things like that to where possibly in the future, and I haven't confirmed this from a secondary or tertiary source as yet, but they're talking about where nurses and doctors and stuff, they don't want to take the flu shots either, then they're telling them they got to take them, and then also that they might be trying to sort of combine maybe some stuff. That I don't know. But be careful about it. I'm hearing about in Florida, down in that area. I'm hearing about, let me see what this is called here. People are calling a senior in Florida, I believe, and maybe also in Georgia, and they're asking people to take a salivary genetic test. And basically that is a salivary genetic test is one that would see if you've taken the jab, the COVID spike protein killer mRNA jab, and also for genetic typing. The health department is also sending cards and calls from the health department to take the shot. No one's at the door yet, this person's saying. And so the fact of the matter is, what they're doing is they're canning. And just like Lady J up in the mountains up there, and this is somebody in another spot. It's our friendly grandma who bought the meth head, and her and Lord Jesus and the three men that Lord Jesus called to help her. And I'm going to tell you what, she reminds me to tell people that there is a series of supplements that Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and other of those doctors that are trying to help people who have already taken the vaccines to possibly help defeat the vaccine damage. You need to do your own research on that. And now the Surgeon General is going to come out against anybody. Well, these people have been lying from the get-go. They lied from the get-go. Fauci lying. And now New York, now L.A., they're going to, they said, even young people or children or students who've already had the vaccine, they still are going to have to wear a mask and go to school. This thing is no bull crap. This is a scumbag, Luciferian communist takeover attempt in the United States. They're going to do what? They're going to try to kill as many people of 80, 70, 80, 90% of the population of planet Earth. And they want to do that so that they can turn this thing over to Lucifer, their light bringer, the one they worship, the one that the London Rothschilds, the one that the Rockefellers and all these people, the one of the peoples in Zurich and in Shanghai, the ones of the people in Houston, Texas, the ones in New York City, the ones in L.A. and all the Hollywood swingers, they worshiping Lucifer the Lightbringer. You got this Millie and all these guys, the Joint Chiefs and all this crap. You got Ray Ray with the $200 pear spray haircut. All these people, Luciferian scumbags or minions of the same. Minions of the same. You got old Gilday, the admiral, you know, the naval admiral. Runs the Navy. He said, oh, well, we've got to have the pink jockstrap crowd running everything and the pink this and that crowd running it. And, oh, boy, you're a racist and la, 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 la. Millie says, oh, we got to educate people about the white rage. Well, I'm going to tell you what, you son of a buck, there's going to be a whole lot of black people who are in your charge in the military that don't like you either. The black men, the red men, the brown men, the green men, the white men, the swarthy type men, all the type men and women are going to come against you because they are the ones that now who believe in the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven. They're going to get ready. We're going to be ready. We're going to stand up in the gap. We're going to go ready and be ready to go toe-to-toe regardless of who the hell of all of you Luciferian scumbags come. If you don't have your no trespassing sign on your front, back door, side doors, then put one up there where they can see it. You can be discreet. You don't have to post a 10-foot eye. Just be discreet. Put it somewhere they can see it immediately. They come around your garden wall on your back porch. Oh, shoot, no trespassing. And then you don't have to talk to any of these fools. You tell them, get off my property, and that's it. And you, even if you didn't open the door, that's fine. But I would prefer to say, get off my property, no trespassing, not interested, get out of here. And then shut the window or the door or whatever you got. If you got those lock screen doors that have the little slide down on them, you can talk out the window and say, no way, Jose, don't want nothing, don't want any of your crap, get off my property right now. There's a no trespassing sign there. But I'm from the, I don't care. Get off my property right now. I'm calling police. Of course, if you call the police, then the police will come and arrest you because they'll tell them that you threatened them. So therefore, if you got your camera, keep your camera on the scumbags that are out there. All right? If you got another person next to you, have them camera the scumbags. And if you can, see if you can get their license plate of their car. Or if they're walking down your street, make sure you call your friends. Somebody lives down there and tell them, hey, look out. The jab meisters are coming. Those are trying to be the block men. Those are trying to go to you and to try to get you to say something or do something. Well, let me tell you what. There's going to come a time. There'll be a time when it will no longer be gloves off, because I'll tell you why. When they come to forcibly eject somebody, when they come to try to take you away, and recall back in 2004 or 5, I had a brother in the signal intelligence world over here, a Canadian general, say, those stupid Americans, Canadian, not Russian, Canadian, back then say, stupid Americans, when we come and the martial law comes down and all of that, and we go and we're going to pull up in front of the house with the trucks, we're going to go up, and Brother Greg Evenson and I used to talk about this. Remember how we talked about how many times I've read it to you as well? Remember all of that? What was it? This is the thing, domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law, 12 October 2008. And then if for those of you who are just old school, you know what I'm saying? You better read up back before that. And if you're a police officer, and incidentally, if you call yourself a law enforcement officer, then switch over to the peace officer side of the program, because back here in September 1961, the Department of State publication, are you listening up there, cops? The Department of State publication 7277, Disarmament Series 5. September 1961, released out of the Office of Public Services, Bureau of Public Affairs, and it used to be for sale by the Superintendent of Documents at the United States Printing Office. But the basic thing is, they're going to negotiate once they get the New World Order. They're going to make the U.S. give up the nuclear weapons. They allegedly going to make the Russians give them up. They're going to make, allegedly, the Chinese give them up, and all of them, through the United Nations. Oh, yeah. It's called Freedom from War, the United States Program for General and Complete Disarmament in a Peaceful World, you see. Well, we got to kill a whole lot more people, and there's got to be a lot more Ordo Ab Chao, order out of chaos. You see, they've got South Africa. Has probably in the KwaZulu Natal province. They had no food, or what food was there was taken by looters. Oh yes, but getting back to this State Department document, you see, the first stage contains measures which would significantly reduce the capabilities of nations to wage war. Okay, and then the second stage contains a series of measures which would bring within sight a world in which there would be freedom from war. Implementation of all measures in the second stage would mean further substantial reductions in the armed forces, armaments, military establishments of states, including strategic nuclear weapons delivery vehicles, and countering weapons. Further development of the methods for the peaceful settlement of disputes under the United Nations. Establishment of the Permanent International Peace Force. Oh, so the UN is going to have the troops, you see. Depending on the findings of the expert commissions, a halt in the production of all chemical, bacteriological, radiological weapons and reduction of existing stocks or their conversion to peaceful means. Oh, peaceful means is, when Fauci and the NIH and all of those guys and Fort Meade allegedly might give all the money, you see, to the Barrett guy in North Carolina and to the Wuhan lab through the Echo Cacabacas in New York City, and they're going to create the biological weapon for the London chiefs of the London Luciferian hubbub that run the world and all the money groups. And it's now time to cull the population. Now time to cull the population. just as like they've stated on so many times in the past. I've read them to you. If you're new here tonight, I could read some more, but, well, let me read one or two. That'll be the better way to go, better way to go. And here you go. Let's see here what we got. I must confess that I am tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particularly deadly virus. Well, Prince Philip, you might be coming back as the next virus. That was in his foreword to If I Were an Animal, United Kingdom. And here's another one by His Royal Highness Prince Philip back in 88. I don't claim to have any special interest in natural history, but as a boy, I was made aware of the annual fluctuations in the number of game animals. You're a game animal, people. And the need to adjust the cull, the C-U-L-L, in the size of the surplus population. Now, you remember in the movie, Ebenezer Scrooge movie, you know, Tiny Tim and all that. And the one in there where they have the workhouse and the work wheel and all those kind of things. And then Scrooge says, and don't you think that we need to reduce the surplus population? Okay. George W. Bush said on December 18, 2000 on CNN, if this were a dictatorship, it'd be a heck of a lot easier just so long as I'm the dictator. Here's David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative, United Nations, who Joe Beijing, Red China Joe, has just asked for the United Nations to come and to see if we're racist and evaluate our systemic racism in the United States. And, of course, you know who's on the Human Rights Commission in the United Nations? Well, it's Russia, Red China, and Cuba are on that. I believe Syria was on it too. So, here's David Spangler of the United Nations. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. That means they're going to kill you. Or attempt to. Don't let them. And in your patience possess ye your souls. I just read that to you. A total world population of 250 to 300 million. A 95% decline from present levels would be ideal. Ted Turner in an interview with Audubon magazine. Old Ted out there on his big buffalo ranch there. Used to be north to where Brother Quail used to live. And here's Dr. Henry Kissinger at the Bilderberg Conference in 91. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond. Oh! Whether real or promulgated, that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. He acknowledges it's evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. And when presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by the world government. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Conference, Evian, France, 1991. I could go on here, but this is the Illuminati, Luciferian, scumbags, and they will use communism, socialism, fascism, kleptocracy, whatever kind of ism, that-em, or whatever-em, and they will come for you, and they're going to come for you, and they're going to try to take your home, take your family. Oh, you could swear allegiance to Lucifer, I guess they're saying, and maybe they'd take you into the New World Order. Oh, but they might just lie to you as well. So I'm going to tell you what. Let's go back to, that third stage, During the third stage of probing the states of the world, building on the experience and confidence gained successfully implementing the measures of the first two stages, you see, would take final steps toward a goal, a world in which states, in other words, countries, would retain only those forces, non-nuclear armaments, and establishments required for the purpose of maintaining internal order. They would also support and provide agreed manpower for a United Nations peace force. Now, police, what you don't know is that they're going to make you give up all of your weapons. And that is in here as well. That's in here as well, and they will make you give them up, and you'll be disarmed. Unless you're going to be one of their kill boys in an MKVD kind of a internal suppression force like they got going in Cuba now. If you're willing to wade in and slaughter a few hundred thousand a month, that'd be just fine. They'd let you maybe do it as long as you swear to Lucy. Well, let me tell you what. Logistics and supply wins the game, and if you have not gotten you any more food, then you need to go back out and get some more. I don't care if you've got 3 years. Maybe you need 3.5 years. If you've got 1 month for you or your family, and doesn't have to be, a whole big dinner and every kind of thing. What you're looking for is a ration. I say that one ration is a chunky soup, a Progresso soup, the big can. Get something with the meat, the potatoes, the vegetables already in it, and the gravy. You can get your stuff like Spam. And I'm talking about if you can afford long-term storage food, then get it. I'm talking to different types of people. Some got a whole lot of money. If you can do it, then get yourself 3 years, 4 years of Mountain House or 3-4 years of Wise or for Patriots or whatever it is that you like, whatever one of the ones that has it on the hook and can get it to you this week, ship it to you this week. If not, then you go to Costco, you go to your grocery store, you go to, Save-A-Lot, Price Chopper, whatever it might be. You go to all your different things. You go to Schnucks, you go to Dominick's, you go to Publix, you go to this one, that one, and the other one. And you start to buy Albertsons, whatever it is, Ralph's, Myers, Kroger, okay? And you go in there and you get your can, you start it on out. Let's say you got $3 a can for Chunky Soup. I don't know what it is right now. It's $2.90 or $2.80, whatever it is. Get it on sale. Well, you can go look for it somewhere. I don't care. Go somewhere and get you if you can. If you could get yourself 100 cans of Chunky Soup, nothing be wrong with that. The other day I saw that Spam came out and said that their Spam would last about 50 years. Well, I'll tell you what, if you take Spam out, slice it thin, you fry that stuff up, fry it good. I mean, don't just warm it up. Fry that stuff. And you put you some hot sauce or Bubba sauce or whatever it is you want to put on it, ketchup, whatever, I don't care, Worcestershire, whatever you got, barbecue sauce. You take that and you put that and you put it in a 2-piece of toasted bread, and you get you an egg and throw on the top of that, and you make you an egg and Spam sandwich. That's a good ration. Now we're also finding out about the dandelion greens and all of that. Of course, if you're treating your family lawn to get rid of them, then you're not going to have them. But if you can go out in the countryside or out in a park somewhere where they don't treat the lawn or the grass, You can pick dandelion greens and the flowers and stems. You can make you a little tea. Do that, or you could also eat the greens in a salad. There are edible flowers. You need to look all that up. Edible flowers. Do a search engine on it. Not Google and not any of the ones, you know, like that. Just do a regular search engine on edible flowers. There's still time. We're in July, and I know that you start gardens earlier, but I'm going to tell you what. There's been a lot of times I've planted about this time when I started eating my green beans up. I planted them again, and I had them again. You can still plant lettuce. You can plant lettuce in small areas. You can plant them in an area that's a little bit shaded or cooler. But if you keep them watered, you can go out and take your scissors, snip lettuce, have a nice salad every night. There's still time to plant. There's still time to do stuff like that. And then if you're going to, you can plant stuff that would then be over winter crops. If you really got some stuff going on, then you go ahead and you got a little more money. You go back and you get yourself corn, green beans, peas and carrots, mixed vegetables, all kind of different stuff in the canned good aisle, all right? Get some good quality ones, and then you take them. You got baked beans, bush beans, black beans, great northern beans. You get all kind of chili beans, all that kind of stuff. And you buy another $100 worth of that. You put it in your cart, you take it home and stack it. Take a pen on the top, right on there with the grease pen on the side when you bought it, okay? And then the trick is, the date is not the date on the side or on the top. Checking a number of years ago at the turn of the millennium, I checked in with the rep, or let's just say Alan Canning back then. I knew him. And they're a high-end canning company that makes a lot of the restaurant food. And they usually deal with even higher quality, you know, the top quality vegetables than they can for the restaurant trade. But anyway, I asked directly about this date stuff. I said, that's the date we can guarantee with 100% certainty that the minimum required vegetable or, you know, the nutritional information on the side of the can, that's the time frame that we can guarantee that it will be 100% of those stated values. So after that, it doesn't mean it's bad. If the can's not dented or punctured or compromised in any way, and if you've stored it in a relatively cool place and it's not puffed out, and once you open it, you don't see the bad stuff and it smells halfway decent, then I'm going to tell you what, you're still going to have food value. That's why they canned goods. You then also got to get you some canned fruits. Although I will warn you about these canned fruits a lot of times, they will eat through the can, and I've had some problems on my shelves. So you might just keep that in mind, but you can get some of them. And, you know, it's just, it's going to be something you're going to need. But if you can every day, if you went to the store and you got another few cans, a chunky soup or another few cans of canned corn or mixed vegetables or whatever it might be, okay? Peas and onions, peas and carrots, green beans. Then be sure and get one or two extra. And if you can only do one or two extra cans a week, then do that too. But if you got the money, then you'd better be stocking up on food. I got a lot of people tell me, oh boy, I'm going to get my 14th nervous breakdown firearm, you know. And I like to have different ones, and I've got different calibers and different type of sidearms and rifles, shotgun. But I'm going to tell you, you're better off to just get the basic ones that you're going to want. Stock yourself up with ammo as much as you can and keep buying on a regular periodic basis. You got to keep buying the ammunition. You need to have your home or your basement or your garage or your bug out location or your whatever it is needs to be starting to look like a general store from the old days and the pioneer days. You got the food, you got the cartridges, the rifle, the shotgun, the fire, the handgun cartridges. You got sleeping bags, you got gas masks, you got the Tyvek F suits, you got them hanging, you got two sets of boots at least for everybody if you can. And you're going to need insulated boots, because if there ain't no heat, no electricity, then you're going to be dependent on firewood. There might be some nights when they're hunting you when you ain't even going to be able to do that. So consequently, you might be able to get away with getting in a bivy sack or into a small tent, pup tent of some kind, or a 3 or 4 man tent, whatever, sheltering that up in the corner of a woodsy area somewhere. And then if you've got the ability, you can use a, you know, one of them 120-hour candles with the, and use that to put a little heat and light in the case. But you need to be researching and getting stuff in terms of your knowledge, putting back books, not on the computer necessarily. Some people have the capability and a lot of sense of how to do it, and they're maintaining wonderful laptops. But you got to get the printed books as well, or make different notebooks with ring binders and plastic sheets where you print stuff off the internet. You put them in there, you put a tab to where you can go to it, you can turn to it. And even if you were the husband or the wife who was the head prepper, and if you were to lose your life and be on the way to Lord Jesus in heaven, then that book, that binder, that set of all the instructions, the how to do it books, how to skin a rabbit or field dress a deer or whatever it might be, how to purify water, how to make a fire, all of those kind of things. And I like saving some of these prepper magazines, some of these prep magazines that have all the good articles in them. You can save them in plastic, in a plastic bag, okay? And all of those will be worth a wealth of information. When you're at the grocery store, if you got an extra $5 or whatever, and don't short yourself on the food, get the food first. But if you did, go to that magazine shop and get you one of them prepper magazines. And then start buying one every now and then and putting them back, because they got great articles telling you how to get out of Dodge. They tell you how to fight. I was looking at one this morning that I got the other day, and it was how to use, and I've told you this before, how to use a tactical pen, always to have something else. You've also got the little keychains that are made out of leather, and they've got the buckshot in them just like a small slapjack, but that's your keychain. You got the Kubaton keychain. I've got those. Man, you can use that to even put a handcuff on somebody in a sense. You lay that baby over the top of the wrist, you pull down on the one side of the thing, you pull up on the other side, you've got that wrist trapped, and you can control them like just like you got a cup on them. You can also jab them in the nose, jab them in the temple, jab them in the eyes, swing the keys. You can do a lot of different stuff. But they also talk about all the things I've talked about. Small hammers, brass knuckles, but you can get ones that are just one knuck or two knucks. You can take like the carbineers, the things that you clip on for, you know, roping or that kind of stuff, or if you got the thing where you slip your rope through it, or you can twist the little round nut on it and then open it up and put that over that, or some slip in and clip in and that kind of stuff, or if you're rappelling. Not the figure eights, but the other ones, the regular carbineers. When you're climbing mountains, that kind of stuff, rock climbing. Some of those are big enough you can put your fist in and use them. And a carbineer is nothing against that. Canes. Cane is a medical device that cannot be confiscated from you. If you have a cane, or if you feel like you've got a little bit of a limp, or you got a bad back or a bad leg, or, you know, if you're over 13 years old and you just want a cane for medical purposes, you see, then they cannot confiscate those from you. And I'm going to tell you what, you get with a good cane and you can shoot it out, pop somebody in the nose, you can loop it around and grab them with the crook of the neck and jerk them forward, and then have the other bottom part, and then whip that bottom part up, knock them in the head, and then pop them And I used to show that to my mother when she lived with me, and I had her doing drills with her cane, with an old hickory cane, and she was able to stand up and shoot that out. And then I said, once you get them and you hit them in the throat or the eyeball or something like that, and you get them to where they're going down, then you swing that thing like a baseball bat when you're a kid, and you keep swinging it till they don't get up ever again. All right? We're getting out of time where this stuff is going to go wild weasel completely. And I pray that it doesn't. I pray we'd have this or that or the other. But I ain't looking for Donald Trump to come and save me. I ain't looking for this one, that one, the other. Yes, you play the politics and you try to vote for the right people. You try to advocate what's right and true and under the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and under our Father in Heaven and Lord Jesus. All right? But that ain't the way that they're directing this. They're taking this down the Luciferian path. Red China Joe, $1.45 billion, bought and paid for allegedly by the Red Chinese. $10, $12 a gallon, man. The biggest problem is white supremacy, and after that, white supremacy and extremism. And then after that, it's climate change. You notice how when Merkel's here today, the last couple days, they created with the weather weapons the massive flooding in Germany, okay? Now they got massive flooding in Arizona, flash floods. You still got the droughts. If they could stop all the Weather X machinery in the world right now, in about 3-4 days, you'd see this thing would snap back into a different era, and you start to see weather systems reestablishing themselves along some kind of a line. But you see, they're using the energy down in Antarctica, the ancient Luciferian beneath the ice civilization of the fallen angels, are using that type of energy, massive amounts of energy, from giant machinery to then sow the Ordo MKO, the chaos all over this planet, just like the old Emperor Ming on the old 1980s. Flash Gordon, hero of the universe. You can find that. You ought to look at it, because old Emperor Ming is doing his thing again. And isn't it interesting that it's Emperor Ming? It's a Chinese-like sounding guy with the Fu Manchu mustache. And then they talk about, I heard today, well, the Chinese, they've got 1 million Uyghurs. Well, they've got 1 million Uyghurs in camps, and they're torturing them and re-educating them, trying to brainwash them and beat them and do this to them and the other. But they also have taken over, mind you, with the help to a certain degree, an agreement to a certain degree of the Vatican, they've taken over a lot of churches in Red China. And they now, in the Bibles that they have in some of those churches, they have reinserted, they have taken out the name Jesus and put Xi, X-I, Xi, as in President Xi, instead of the name of Jesus. And they've taken Jesus' picture out of the church or the home church, and they put President Xi's picture up there. So I'm going to tell you, they're coming to get your children. They're coming to eat your livers. They're coming to take all your goods. They're coming to take your firearm, and they don't mean maybe. They'll use the UN, the Red Chinese, the Russians. The Russians, Red Chinese could pop. 5 minutes from now, they could pop the goes the weasel on the hypersonics and blow up all the power grids. And then within 12 months, according to congressional testimony, you would have 90% of the United States population would be dead within 12 months. So you don't think that you need some more food? Well, I got about 3 weeks or 15 days, like they say. Well, if you can get to 6 months or 1 year, if you got to 1 year for your family, that's really good, man. But I'm going to tell you what, once you get to 1 year, then start and go get you another extra can of chunky soup. Go get you another pail of Wise or Mountain House or for Patriots or whatever type you got. get you another bucket of organic wheat, red organic wheat. Get you another bucket and dump in rice that you bought at Costco or Walmart or whatever your big store is. But if you can't even buy the big bags, then get the boxes of minute rice. Get the box of minute rice. And you can put them in the food-grade plastic buckets that have the screw-on lids. Those are the good ones. They're easier to open than the ones you got to pry off. And you can put them down in there with the oxygen absorber. Or you can do some of it. If you do dry ice, I find the oxygen absorbers easier. Tighten them up. Get them all set. Put them to the side. And I tell you what, it's nice to have a lot of food. It will make you feel good because, you know, you say, well, I ain't got my special potato chips or my certain ice cream bar or this or that, but, you know, the old Mountain House and the different ones, they've got certain desserts and things like that that are freeze-dried. You've got some real smart people, a number of them I know down there, that have bought one of those Harvest Right or Harvest Made or Harvest Right freeze-drying machines for home. And they do their own freeze-drying. You can also do drying, just dehydration. And you can pack it all up. You've got the vacuum seal bags where you can bring meat and stuff. And you can make it last a longer time by doing the vacuum seal. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you. South Africa. Hardly any kind of food over there. They're going to start starving by the bunch. And isn't it interesting? They put the Zulu, which is one of the dominant tribes in South Africa, they put the Zulu president in jail for corruption. Well, then, isn't it interesting that in KwaZulu-Natal that they have gone and they've busted in all the stores and burned them down and they've taken a lot of the food? And that it's interesting because the other part of that government down there, the other part of it is a lot of it was tied in with the communists, Russian communists and East Bloc communists. And you know what? It's interesting. They have some of the highest levels of what? Rare earth deposits and gold in South Africa and diamonds. Diamonds are an industrial use, you see. Other minerals and other gemstones, but also the rare earths. Who controls the rare earths on the planet? You've got to step back and look at this thing. Like, you know, step up above it with the Lord Jesus, and you got to look down on it and see what's going on. Well, isn't that interesting? They now take over in oil and things like that. They take over Venezuela. Cuba's got oil off of Cuba now. You've got South Africa is going gablooey. Well, then that makes it ripe for somebody to step in and then take, like China, come in and take over all the rare earths and the gold and diamond mines. You got Afghanistan now. Joe Biden gives it up. Who's moving in? Red China's going to move in. Russia won't because Russia got their stuff handed to them there. But Red China will go in, they'll say, we don't care what you do, but if you mess with us, we'll just kill you all, okay? But we're going to take over your lithium mines, your gold mines, your natural gas fields, and your oil that's all been undeveloped, and we're just going to develop that. They're capturing strategic minerals and strategic assets, you see, and areas of the planet. While the United States can't even get their stuff off of the pink jockstrap and the racism crowd studies to even be able to fight a war. Did you see where the Navy cannot fight a war? And that's basically being told by the sailors, you see. You want to keep old Hawk on this thing and keep old Hawk striking blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and at the same time secondarily warning you about the remnant, about what's to come and how to prepare. And I hope you do. Believe me, anything is most needed and wanted. Federal Reserve note, little bit of gold, a little bit of silver, silver dime, silver quarter, 10th ounce gold, whatever it is, or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208, and may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And God bless all those who do send some in. And I really appreciate it because it's most needed and wanted, and it keeps me in the game. Keeps me in the game, ladies and gentlemen. And God bless you. To all those out there. I mean, there's 10 different places I could name and all of that, and I don't remember all of them. But you got Dunlap, Iowa, Beatrice, Nebraska. You got Warnerville, New York. You got all kinds of different places. You got Mars Hill, Warnsoul Drive. You got different spots in California. But you see, this is not, I don't sell one product and bring in a gajillion dollars a month. You got people out there that have microphones that cost more. And I don't begrudge anybody that's got a good microphone, but I see them all the time, these on these YouTube podcasts and stuff. They got microphones that are more than I bring in a year, you know? So just so you understand that. We do more with what we get. We stay in the game. And we keep fighting and punching the Lord or the Lord against the Luciferians. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your life. Mighty men and women about the future. Hide and strike the blow against the enemy. Road and track is the open side of the game. Huh? Jesus, I'm dead. Stand. Let it jump to the spot tonight. Not right now. Good night. Of course, you can take the kids off. Ooh.